Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, our first story today. They might make the rules, but the clerk of the Dáil has accused some TDs of failing to observe social distancing at work, holding more rather than fewer committee meetings, and ignoring HSE advice by wearing visors rather than face masks. Well, to respond to all of this, I'm joined by two TDs, Chair of the Justice Committee and Fianna Fáil TD for Kildare North, James Lawless, and Independent TD for Kerry, Michael Healy-Ray. And thank you both very much for joining us this afternoon. James, I might come to you first. Have you seen evidence of TDs failing to keep social distancing rules?
Not really, Sarah. I mean, I've seen, I suppose, a couple of times over the last number of months, perhaps people chatting one-on-one, and there might have been isolated incidents where people maybe, you know, got a bit too close and weren't fully observing social distancing. But I think in the main, I mean, I can only speak for the committee that I chair and my own experience. I'm in Leinster House at the moment. I'm in my office. It's a single room, closed door, you know, quiet corridors. Most of us are working away, doing our business, participating in meetings, be it on Teams, be it online, or physically. And we've actually structured, again, just speaking to my own committee, we've structured our business in such a way to minimise physical interactions to, I suppose, allow all the rules we followed. We've considerably changed how we do our business. For example, which is no bad thing, we're time boxing our meetings to 2 hours at a session, no more than 2 hours, and that actually is more efficient, I think, for meetings anyway. We're not taking witnesses where we can avoid it. We're inviting written testimony rather than oral testimony. Members are spaced out in such a way they're actually spilling into the press gallery and into the public gallery. And unfortunately, there is actually no public or press gallery allowed at the moment. So it's really only members, and they're all 3 and 4 seats apart. There's perspex screens put up between staff members at the top of the committee room, and a variety, I suppose, of kind of practical measures. And I think the problem here, Sarah, really is it's kind of we're damned if we do and damned if we don't. In the first lockdown, the Dáil did sit, but I suppose more sporadically. It's that sort of once a week. I used to come up on Thursdays, and it was kind of a typical Thursday sitting during the first lockdown. It was a different time because we had a caretaker government. We were in very uncertain waters. We're trying to figure out how all this is going to work. You know, we're much more stable now. We have new protocols. We have new rules. And we have a government. And we've an awful lot of work to do. I mean, we've a budget we've just passed. We're trying to give effect to estimates and passing resolutions and you know, that farming out to the different departments and that has to be scrutinised in committees. We have a very busy legislative schedule.
Sure, and we understand that. But I mean, we're in level 5 at the moment and we've been told to work from home, for example, where we can and all of that. And this letter that was written from union reps for clerical workers in the Dáil hits out at, for example, numerous committee hearings scheduled for this week. It's not a non-sitting week at the Dáil. They're saying that many of these committees are scheduled to meet, having agreed extra meetings at short notice. They say that the long sessions of the Dáil in recent weeks have left many colleagues, that's clerical staff in the Dáil, exhausted. They're running on empty. What would you say to those concerns? Are they not fair enough?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Of course, I take them seriously. I took soundings, I suppose, today ahead of this. I spoke to a few colleagues, both in the clerical, I suppose, divisions and other. I mean, Leinster House and Convention Centre, actually, is a spillover. There's many, many types of roles here. There's clerical staff, there's catering staff, there's security staff, there's logistical people, there's communications people, you know, the whole lot. And, of course, us. I mean, the TDs are here, you know, all those hours as well. I mean, we were here, I mean, I know it was last week. We finished, like, 1 in the morning. Thursday, back in here again on Friday. So that's, in a way, it's part of the course
And has the committee schedule increased, as was alleged in the letter?
I don't think so, actually. I saw that and I kind of raised my eyebrows at it. I know my own committee, again, going back to the one I know best, that I chair the Justice Committee, what we have done, we have said that we're only taking essential business between now and Christmas. So we're taking legislation, which has to be passed, which in order for it to become law, it has to come through committee stage. And there's a lot of that, obviously, at the moment with the pandemic and Brexit and the budget and everything else. We're also taking the estimates. We've deliberately agreed as a committee, you know, and all parties are represented in the committee and none. And what we've said is any sort of elective business, so sort of policy exploration, engaging with witnesses, you know, very interesting, valuable work. But we've agreed to park it at least until after Christmas.
And just all right, only essential work, basically.
But even with that, we had to be here at least once a week, at least, all just right, to get that essential business done.
I want to go to Michael Healy-Ray then, because another one of the complaints in this letter from clerical staff at Michael Healy-Ray is that there is very little social distancing by members of the Oireachtas, that the clerical staff are frequently approached by members who are wearing visors when the HSE advises that visors provide very little protection for wearers and almost no protection for other people. And these members are also not social distancing. Would you be aware of that?
Well, first of all, I'd be disappointed to hear that anybody working in the houses of the Oireachtas, whether they're the ushers, the catering staff, or any of the clerical workers, I would certainly not like to think that there were people who weren't obeying by the rules. Quite simply because, from my own personal point of view, many of the people that are working in the Houses of Justice, I'd be personal friends with them for over 20 years, going back to work with my father in the Dáil, and they're terrible, committed and diligent people who are just doing their job. And obviously, the workings of government and of opposition and all the elected members has to continue. But when we are there, we should obviously be doing what we're supposed to do, that is keeping our distance, wearing the masks, using the hand sanitizers, the same as if we were working in a factory.
And are you doing that, Michael? Because you've been named a couple of times by Miriam Lord now in the Irish Times as being one of the people who's not doing what you're supposed to be doing. I mean, she was writing recently about people sanitising their own seats in the Dáil Chamber. This was something that all members were asked to do. And she described in quite a lot of detail how you did indeed sanitise the area around you, but then you left the wipes that you had used in a big pile on the ledge for somebody else to pick up and put in a bag, which one of the staff eventually came and did. You were meant to put it in a bag, so you weren't obeying the rules.
Sarah, I'm very sorry now, but I don't know where that came from, but that's actually incorrect. And Miriam Lord is an absolutely excellent Dáil correspondent, but when I'm inside in their office, I know what I have to do. And we were told a couple of weeks ago that these sanitising devices were going to be left there for us, and I use them. There's bags provided. I put them away, and I wear the mask. I do the sanitising, like I was just making the point, the exact same as if we were working in a factory. There is no difference between being a TD in the Dáil or being working in a shop or on a factory floor. There are rules to be obeyed, and whether you're a legislator or whether you, whatever your job is, everybody has to toe the line in this.
Okay, so you always wear your mask?
Oh, I do, most certainly. The only time I take it off is when I open my mouth. And you have to take it off when you're speaking, and you're allowed to take it off when you're speaking.
Okay.
But since the mask, we'll say rules and regulations were brought in for us, I most certainly do.
And so what about this issue of visors then? Because I know your brother Danny wears a visor, and other people in the Independent Rural Group wear visors. Why is that happening when we've been told to wear masks, if possible
at all? I suppose I'll put it to this way. Sarah, I have one head, and I'm responsible for my head and what goes on inside it and outside it. I wear a mask. I've never wore a visor. I actually find the mask a lot easier. I think the visors are very cumbersome. I just wouldn't like them. I don't own one. I never wore it.
Would you say to your friends in the Dáil who are sitting beside you, your brother indeed, you know, we've been told by the HSE, we've been told by NPHET that visors don't offer protection to you, and they certainly don't offer protection to other people. It's not responsible, and it's not fair to the staff who are now complaining about it because they don't feel safe. Would you not say it to them?
Well, I'll put it to you this way. I am disappointed that anybody working in the Houses of Justice would be unhappy with the way members are adhering or not adhering to the rules. If we are to wear masks, and if people are not doing so, they should obviously do so, because if that's what you're supposed to do, that's what you should do. It's obvious that the mask does provide more protection, and so we're told. And again, the same as everyone, every member of the public, we're all the same. We have to do what's recommended and what we're supposed to do. So I would have no problem with doing that. And if there are other things that will come to light over the next couple of weeks, if changes will be made, well, again, we all have to pull together in this.
All right.
And
so
you can't be inside the Dáil legislating, saying one thing and then doing another thing.
All right, just finally to yourself then, James, and I think a lot of people would agree that with that last sentiment from Michael Healy-Ray, that you can't be legislating for one thing and doing another. And yet we do seem to have seen an awful lot of examples of it. I mean, not least on Budget Day when we saw Pascal Donoghue and Michael McGrath, the Finance Minister and the Public Expenditure Minister, going up an escalator inside a building without a mask. And lots of different reports, the Cian Corla having to say to people in the Dáil, you know, to remind them of the pandemic rules. I mean, I know yourself and Michael now are saying to me that ye obey the rules, but are you really saying to me today that you think most people in there are doing so?
I think they do. I think, like anything else in society, there's been, I suppose, a movement across different levels. You know, we were in a hard lockdown through kind of March, April, May into June. There was an opening up. You know, people were beginning to go on staycations around the country, etc. in summer. Dublin, Kildare, unfortunately, locked down again hard in August. Dublin locked down in September. And the whole country's back in lockdown the last couple of weeks. So I suppose, look, there's been oscillations within the House of the Rockers, the same as probably as every other workplace and gathering in Ireland, you know, in that time. just on the point about Michael McGrath and Pascal Donoghue, I think that's a little bit unfair in terms of, I did see that commentary. They were coming up an escalator. It's a milestone day. It's a red letter day, the budget day, first budget of a new government. They were spaced out. They were completely, I think they were 6-7 steps apart.
They were
certainly
inside
within
the building,
2 meters.
Though, James. Yeah, it's all about the messaging, isn't it? Really,
sure, but I think it was a choreographed photo shoot, you know, to represent a very important day. I think, to be fair to both individuals, they take it, you know, very, very seriously. And we all do. And I say all the committees, like, there's important work to be done. All the alternative is
when nobody wants to shut down democracy.
Yeah.
Thank you both very much for joining us this afternoon. That's James Lawless, Fianna Fáil TD, and also Independent TD for Kerry, Michael Healy-Ray.